Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. The brackets, I hope you got them, because the NCAA tournament is about to unfold. Got a slew of games coming on today, tomorrow, and throughout the weekend. Definitely going to get into that. Looking forward to talking about that. Some NFL stuff going on. Looking forward to talking about that. But it is important that I get into, in the interest of fairness, the Los Angeles Lakers of the National Basketball Association. And most importantly, the greatness of LeBron James. Last night, at age 41, in his 23rd season in the National Basketball Association, LeBron James dropped 30 on 13 of 14 shooting from the field. That's 93%, ladies and gentlemen. It was the highest field goal percentage shooting performance of his entire illustrious 23-year career. Became the first Laker to score at least 30 points and 90% shooting since Shaquille O'Neal did it in March of 2003. Became the oldest player in NBA history to accomplish that feat, a distinction previously owned by former Portland Trail Blazers center Arvydas Sabonis, who was 36 years of age, 108 days old, when he scored 32 points and 11 of 12 shooting. LeBron had 6 dunks last night, including an alley-oop that he caught like behind his head off of an alley-oop pass from Marcus Smart. It was his most dunks in a game in 9 years. LeBron James has 77 dunks in 48 games this year. 77 dunks in 48 games. You know, at some point in time, we have to sit up there and we have to pay homage to greatness like this. And I know a lot of people find it hard to believe that it would come from me, but that's because you don't know me. You're ignorant. You don't know me. You don't know that I pride myself on being both professional and fair. And when it comes to LeBron James, I'm never going to be anything but the two, above all else. This man is absolutely phenomenal. So much so that I think that while we have to look up at the San Antonio Spurs and we have to look up at the Oklahoma City Thunder to basically deduce, you know, whatever it is that we want to about them being a superior team to the Los Angeles Lakers, we have to pay attention to the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers have a chance. They have a chance to make a run. They legitimately look like the third best team in the Western Conference. We can foreshadow a long trip to the East, to the Western Conference semifinals, and maybe a game 7, a game within a trip to the NBA, to the conference finals. Because Luka Doncic, by the way, along the way, is averaging 38.1 points in this 7-game winning streak that the Los Angeles Lakers are on. He's shooting 49% from the field. He's shooting 40% from 3-point range. He's averaging 9.1 rebounds and 8 assists and 2 steals. And oh, by the way, when he's on the basketball court, the Lakers are outscoring opponents by 10 points. 10.1 points to be exact. But before I get in to LeBron James a little bit more, let me read a quote to you from Kevin Durant, who LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers just beat in back-to-back contests in Houston over the last 3 days, 3 or 4 days. Kevin Durant's post-game comments on LeBron James, quote, "I'm not surprised anymore. I mean, he's a freak athlete. He's a generational athlete. He cares and loves the game, cares about his body. This is what he does. He's built for this, you know what I'm saying, since he was a kid. I think he could play until he's 45 years old. I don't know if he wants to be around that long, but I think he could play for another 4 or 5 more years, to be honest. And so, yeah, it's not a surprise anymore. I mean, his age, he is 41, but he looks great out there." Yes, he does. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen into this show, Stephen A. Smith Show on Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. You see me on my YouTube channel, Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. You see me on First Take every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon. And if you are remotely interested or associated with the world of sports, and you know anything, you know about my recent history with LeBron James. I'm here to tell you right now, I don't care, and neither should you. LeBron James is simply one of the most phenomenal, greatest athletes we have ever seen in our lifetime. I mean, so much so that it almost gets to a point right now that if I said something negative about him, I'd feel guilty about it. That's how electric and incredible he's looking. This is as a third option on the Los Angeles Lakers. This is with J.J. Redick sometimes having him play center. This is with one of the Mount Rushmores in the history of basketball being deferential to the likes of an Austin Reeves. That's what LeBron James is doing. At some point in time, you just got to tip your cap. And you just got to say, yo, props where it's due. It doesn't matter whether they do it for you or not. It doesn't matter whether they do it for anybody else or not. What matters is that he deserves it. And as a pundit in this industry, as a commentator, as a journalist, all of the above, I'm going to make sure I'm not one who denies him what he rightfully deserves. Now, to some of you, that's going to mean the GOAT. That's not it for me because I watched Michael Jordan. That's not any shade on him, Kobe, Tim Duncan, or anybody else. It just means I watched MJ. And I know what the hell I saw. But that is in no way to take away from the fact that once you move aside Michael Jordan, I don't see anyone, and I mean anyone, that I can definitively put ahead of LeBron James in the history of the sport. Spanning over 75 years. I don't see anyone in the history of the sport with the thousands upon thousands of players that have blessed the NBA hardwood. I don't see anyone that I can definitively put ahead of him other than Michael Jordan. You can say Kareem. I can say Kareem couldn't do some of the things he does. You can say Kobe. I was like, Kobe's number two to Michael Jordan, playing the same exact position, playing the same exact style of play. You can say Magic Johnson. I can say it's the greatest point guard ever, 6'9 point guard. But there's many things that he couldn't do that LeBron James could do. Tim Duncan's greatest power forward ever. Limitations. Ain't LeBron in open court. D-Wade, not as big. Oscar Robertson, phenomenal, not as skilled. I'm just struggling. Can't deny this. Can't deny what this man has done, what this man has meant to the game. And the fact that all of us, yes, including me, are going to miss LeBron James when he's gone. So perhaps we should stop talking about it like this year is supposed to be his damn swan song. Because I don't see a dude that needs to retire. I see a dude that's still elite, that can put 30 to 40 on you any damn night he wants to. That's what I see. It's who he is. And as we get set to embark upon another NBA playoff season, we've been talking like, look, man, you want a real shot at the championship, man? Just leave the Lakers and go back east. Because you know what? You go to Cleveland, you know, you join Donovan Mitchell and James Harden, you'll have a better chance at coming to the NBA Finals. We can't rule out the Los Angeles Lakers right now. contrary to what Charles Barkley would try to tell you, we cannot summarily dismiss the Los Angeles Lakers. If you have an offense that potent, then that puts opposing offenses on their heels. By putting them on their heels, it makes them tight, thereby making them less effective and efficient, which puts you in a position as a team to take advantage and exploit those opportunities that opposing offenses might present by not being as effective as they need to be, and certainly not being able to stop you defensively. This is what we're talking about. He's LeBron James. And I've sat here and I've covered the sport, and no matter what we've been through, okay, and the fact that we'll probably never talk again in life, don't hate him. Not wishing failure upon him. He means too much to the game. He means too much to the world of sports. And he's showing us why. And I got news for you, too. It shouldn't be just about the world of sports. It should be about life, period. Do you see LeBron James in the way he takes care of himself? Because most of us are out here eating fast foods, sweets, not exercising, accumulating fat and high cholesterol, stinking up the joint, no stamina whatsoever. Most of us ain't taking care of ourselves. We're just a trip and fall away from the infirmary. This brother diving for loose balls on a basketball court. At some point in time, you just got to step back and have an elevated level of appreciation for what the brother's bringing to the table. And if nobody thought I would do it before, let that doubt leave your mind right now. I'm doing it now. And we all know from a personal standpoint, I have a personal interest from the standpoint that I don't want to be in Memphis or Minnesota for the playoffs. I'd rather be in Southern California. So I have my own agenda. I don't feel like going to those cities. I don't want to be in no damn Oklahoma City or the Riverwalk at San Antonio come playoff time. I want to be in Southern California. So there's definitely that. I'm going to keep it a buck. We ain't going to be phony about it. But in the end, when the Lakers win, it's good for basketball. And J.J. Redick, listen, I was never an advocate of Darvin Ham being fired as the Lakers coach. I thought he deserved better than that. After guiding the Lakers to the Western Conference Finals before they got swept by the Denver Nuggets and having this team be big time defensively, I personally thought that, you know, he didn't deserve to be fired. But I got news for you. J.J. Redick is a hell of a coach. He has proven to be one hell of a coach. Him and Nate, you know, McMillan and Scott Brooks and these brothers that have been head coaches in the NBA, these brothers know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And we're not going to sit back and summarily dismiss and rule out the Los Angeles Lakers and the possibility that they could surprise. It would be a surprise if they beat an Oklahoma City or a San Antonio. It absolutely would be a surprise. I wouldn't bet on them to do it. But we got to stop talking like that's an impossibility. It's not. It's not. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's one story to get into. Just wanted to take a moment to pay homage to the greatness of LeBron James. Obviously, we've had our disagreements and all of that other stuff, and it is what it is. It doesn't take anything away from his greatness and what he has meant to the game of basketball and what he has done for all of our careers, including mine. Let's just keep it a buck and be fair. And be fair. News to report, the Detroit Pistons don't look like they're going to the NBA Finals. Cade Cunningham, their superstar, was diagnosed with a collapsed lung after getting kneed in the rib a few days ago or whatever. He's expected to miss an extended period of time, according to ESPN's very own Shams Charania, no better source than him, Sources told Sharania that the collapse of Cunningham's lung is considered mild. Cunningham was among the league leaders in the MVP race, left Tuesday's game against the Washington Wizards with what the team describes as back spasms. He's a two-time All-Star. He appeared to suffer the injury early in the first quarter while diving for a loose ball, played for a few minutes before being taken out midway through the quarter. The Pistons are 5-2 in games Cunningham has missed this year. His diagnosis is a significant setback for them, obviously, because they're already without big man Isaiah Stewart, who's dealing with a left calf strain, and he'll be reevaluated Tuesday. Cunningham's impact is irreplaceable, though. Pistons have leaned on their depth all season long, and they'll need to do so again to hold on to the top spot in the Eastern Conference because the Boston Celtics are coming. On a side note, it's going to appear his eligibility for all NBA and other postseason awards. He's appeared in 61 games, though only 60 count towards the NBA 65-game minimum after exiting Tuesday's game contest just 5 minutes in. With 14 regular season games remaining, his availability down the stretch will be critical. Likelihood is that he's not going to play, and because he's not going to play, he's not going to be eligible for the awards. That's what it is. Race for the number one seed in the East, 14 games left. Pistons got a 3.5-game lead against the Boston Celtics, who have 13 games left. And they got a 5-game lead ahead of the New York Knicks, who have 12 games left. Pistons are 4-1 in their last 5 games after a 4-game slide. Boston is 5-1 when Tatum's played since he's returned. New York Knicks have won 4 straight. I'm just looking at it right now, and I'm saying without Cade Cunningham, the Detroit Pistons ain't going a damn place. Let's get that out the way. Not a damn place. Don't even think it. You're not going anywhere. You have no chance. Zero without Cade Cunningham. Zero. BJ Bickerstaff, love him. You ain't going nowhere without Cade Cunningham. It's not going to happen. Get that out your head right now. Detroit won the season series against the Celtics 3-1, but that was without Jason Tatum. And they swept the Knicks 3-0. You know that. They annihilated the Knicks. You still ain't beating none of them. You ain't beating New York. You ain't beating Boston without Cade Cunningham. So I do hope that it's mild, even though I want my Knicks to win, not at that price. I definitely want them to be okay. No doubt about it. I'm wishing them nothing but the best. But Detroit, they've got a depth issue. They haven't been the same since Malik Beasley departed, to be quite honest with you. And Cade Cunningham is a tremendous loss. I think where that takes us is the subject of the MVP race. Right now, the MVP race, I think, comes down to 3 individuals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Shea Butter, Jaylen Brown, and Victor Wembanyama, who's put everybody on notice. He's coming for this trophy. He wants it. He's trying to win both Defensive Player of the Year and MVP. I think it's a foregone conclusion he's your Defensive Player of the Year. He's a 7'5" shot blocker, swatter extraordinaire. He's winning Defensive Player of the Year. The question is, what's he going to do with the league MVP? Don't know the answer to that question. Because Jaylen Brown and Shai Gilgeous keeps giving us the goods. And Wembanyama ain't far behind. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.